I can't believe that it has been a full 14 days since we've been back on the radio, and it's probably because I look at Danae's face every single day in the RTRFM office. It is time for Pick a Pod. Danae Gibson, good morning.
I think it's been longer than that, Taylor, because you might not have been here the last time we were due.
We're due now, that's
for sure. We're super due. All right, now you just sit and listen while I tell you the 19 podcasts that I've been listening to.
Let's start with one.
Okay, just one. Shall I go first?
I reckon, yeah.
Okay. I have, in fact, been listening to a lot of different podcasts, and I've taken myself out into different apps to find different kinds of stories and conversations. And this is, I guess, a how-to podcast, which usually make me...
It's the self-help phase of your life, Danae.
Yeah. No, it is not. It is called Spark and Fire, a podcast that unlocks creativity and innovation. Mm. In each episode, a legendary creator shares the story behind an iconic work with techniques and takeaways for your own work. Now, that sounds rubbish, but it is actually really cool.
No, that is really cool, and sets up a precedent for a conversation we're having later this morning on breakfast as well. So
excellent.
I love the deep dive.
Well, some of the guests include the composer of Wicked, Stephen Schwartz, novelist Anne Patchett. I picked difficult names this morning. Yo-Yo Ma and filmmaker Ryan Johnson. This one I've picked is, I love it, Embrace Your Inner Weirdo. So it's Domi Shee who made Turning Red.
Oh, that was the Disney film.
Pixar. More Pixar.
That's
than
it. Pixar,
yeah, I know,
sorry.
They're the same thing, but I like to think of it as Pixar.
Yes.
It comes from the short film Bao, short animation. Mm. I'm a big animation fan, probably bigger than you. I can see you glazing over. So Bao was this short little film, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon the pun. You should watch it because it's got dumplings.
Perfect. Sold.
Yes. So when Pixar asked Domi Shee to make a feature film from the little film, mm-hmm. Bao, she ran into her mate's office and rolled on the floor with joy. And then she had to learn how to use her voice to pitch this film. Mm. Now, the film is about the short film's about a little old woman who makes dumplings. Anyway, let's listen to Domi Shee talk about it.
And I always had this image in my head of the mom eating the dumpling. I pitched it to Pete Doctor. He was so intrigued by the ending that he really encouraged me to pitch it to Pixar. One or two coworkers, question if the ending where she eats the dumpling would be too dark. And I was like, oh no, maybe this is too weird and edgy for Pixar. So then I quickly changed the ending. The ending I ended up pitching was the mom ends up making dumplings all night long. In the morning, she wakes up and they've all come to life. And then she just lives happily ever after with a house full of dumplings. Pete stood up and he was like, that's not the version that you pitched me. Her original ending was so cool and weird. You should come back a week later and pitch the original ending, because that was the thing that made it. His excitement in that weird idea gave me a lot of confidence. There's an audience for my weirdness. A lot of people would always ask me, why didn't you make the dumpling a girl, since it's based off of your experience with your mom? And I was like, it's a short film. 8 minutes is not enough to unpack a Chinese mother-daughter relationship. I need a whole feature to dive into that.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I am so here for that.
It's beautiful. And I recommend you go to the website. It is called Spark and Fire. Mm-hmm. Spark and Fire. Because you can follow along the transcript, listen to it, follow along the transcript, and there's some drawings, and because she's an animator, and there's photographs, and it's beautiful. It's I've read quite a lot about Domichi, and fantastic. And I felt quite inspired about embracing my inner weirdo.
There's so much joy in this podcast, Danae. Also, some of the people that you mentioned before, they are some massive names for guests of a podcast.
And that's 4 out of about 20.
Oh.
And they talk about something specific in their experience about being creative. I recommend it. How-to pods usually make me yawn, but this one is great. It is a podcast from Wait What?
Mm-hmm.
In partnership with BBC.
Okay, I am definitely going to be looking that one up. There's a couple of names there that piqued my interest and maybe yours as well. Spark and Fire podcast. I'll pop a link up on the website. You're listening to Pick a Pod. Someone's texted in today with, on maybe the opposite scale, they've been listening to a podcast called Behind the Bastards. It's highly recommended for well-told stories about some of history's worst people. It's a how to be a bad person.
Okay.
You're a different kind of headspace with that one.
Something absolutely
tells me there's not as much light piano music in that particular production. The podcast that I've been listening to this week is something that I went searching for. It is a podcast of the same name, but I ended up in this one instead, and I will bring that podcast to you in a later episode. Where There's a Will, Finding Shakespeare is what I ended up listening
right
to instead of the comedic funeral podcast that I will get to one day.
That's great.
They're very different, I'm assuming. Basically, Danae, this is a podcast from a couple of folks from the Old Globe Theatre, Barry Eldstein and M. Weinstein. They search for Shakespeare in the everyday and talk about Shakespeare's impact from his work on individuals and collectives and movements and periods in history and time. Are you a Shakespeare? I can see you now glazing over a little bit.
No, because I was thinking about been watching some cozy crime, you know, to unwind, and Shakespeare and Hathaway is what I've just finished watching. They're private detectives with the names Shakespeare. Like, it's like Frank Shakespeare and Lucy Hathaway, and they have an agency in Stratford. Upon Avon.
Well, you know, Shakespeare may be the original influencer, because you can't make anything now without it being able to be drawn back to a Shakespearean origin, at least I think so. And that's kind of where they go with this podcast. These are like, if you were going to ask a question or ponder anything from Shakespeare, these are the people that you would ask, because
great,
that's all they do. That's literally their careers.
Wow.
Including a story of M talking about going to Shakespeare camp as a young queer person and what that actually unfolds like, playing one season as the moon and coming back, blowing them all away and getting all the lead roles.
Fantastic.
That's a story in the episode that I listened to today, but the actual episode that I listened to unpacks this idea of gender and Shakespeare. And if you were forced to read Shakespeare in high school or studied at uni, you probably have like a little bit of a concept about how Shakespeare plays very cleverly with lots of different things. The episode that I listened to, like I said, was about gender. Here's just like a tiny snippet plucked out of nowhere from the podcast, because it is a full, you need to listen from start to finish.
Gotcha.
The play about Rosalind. She falls in love with this handsome young man named Orlando, but her wicked uncle, who's in charge, forbids them being together. So Rosalind disguises herself as a boy, and she runs away to the famous Forest of Arden out in the countryside. She finds Orlando there, but he can't see through her disguise. So Rosalind then decides to do a double disguise. This girl dressed as a boy then dresses as a girl. It's one of the plays where Shakespeare is consciously playing with gender, looking at the whole idea like through a kaleidoscope.
Exactly. Which reminds me of this amazing production of As You Like It that blew my world open. It felt sexy and dangerous and punk rock. I don't know how to describe it. It felt queer, I guess. It felt like me. And then I learned that Shakespeare wrote over half his sonnets, his famous love poems, to a boy. We know so little about Shakespeare other than the fact that he was able to speak from so many different genders and sexualities and identities and perspectives. No wonder actors of almost any cultural or personal background seem to be able to find themselves in these plays.
Actors make intimate connections with Shakespeare, more intimate, I think, than scholars or readers or certainly audience members do. I've found that the insights actors bring to these plays are the deepest and richest of all.
Me too. And there's one more actor I wanted to talk to about gender and trans identity in Shakespeare.
So then this podcast goes on and on. They're talking about As You Like It there. And as you can hear tonight, like, they're just such, like, nerds for the bard.
Fans.
Hot for the bard.
Yeah.
You can. It's interesting. There's lots of different episodes. They explore lots of topics, including the relationship between Shakespeare and US presidents, this idea of leadership. They talk about religion and faith. And I had to laugh because, as you can hear there, both those people are American.
Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare obviously is not. But their very first episode of this podcast, they decided to reignite the debate of if Shakespeare actually was an American person, not a British person. And they use this really weird 1849 riot in Manhattan where they rioted at a theatre because an American was playing a lead in a Shakespeare production, and why wasn't the British person playing the lead? So it's so silly and so funny, but
do you know
interesting.
I thought of something I'd come across just a few days ago called Anne Juliet. Mm. It's the musical about what happened if Juliet didn't die in Romeo and Juliet. Mm.
Mm.
That's a bit of a plot twist, but yeah.
It is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Quite literally. Where There's a Will, Finding Shakespeare and Spark and Fire. A couple of podcasts for you this week to maybe get your ears across. If you've been listening to one, do let us know. 0405 921 921. Pick a pod back in a fortnight, Danae. We'll catch you then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.